As Margot Dever says, historic preservation has greatly evolved from its original idea that sometimes gave people misconceptions about the movement.
Preservation in the past had a very different focus. It was focused on house museums that celebrated the well-known figures, and usually those were rich white men.
According to Dever and her classmates, the city of Muncie hasn't had a new preservation plan or citywide parcel study since the 1980s. Delaware County GIS coordinator Kyle Johnson is crowdsourcing the survey using an app that anyone can download on their smartphone. As for the plan, the architecture students are asking community members two questions. What do you value about your city, and what's your vision for the future? On Thursday night, they got people talking.
Maybe we have 4,000 vacant houses. Which ones do we start with first?
And so that development would be smart in uniting folks that are currently here and folks that are coming.
That's more small businesses that service neighborhoods, whether that's a small grocery or, you know, any type of small, making it more affordable for people to get access to things.
If we don't have any landmarks on the south side of town, to kind of blow that out of the water. Totally great historic neighborhoods, and lots of things happened there that contributed to Muncie.
A small but vocal group of community members appreciated the diverse choices in architectural styles and neighborhoods that grew up around this industrial city in the last 150 years. Students reminded the crowd that that's why preservation is so important. 70% of all the buildings in Muncie are now more than 50 years old. City Historic Preservation Officer Brad King says the students using community input to put together a plan is in line with the city's grassroots-oriented preservation statute.
It's got landowners voting to make landmarks, to make districts, and even a part of the National Register nomination form is about landowners buying into that. And I think that's represents very much this grassroots effort.
Ball State instructor Susan Langford says the class will ask the community those same value and vision questions with a poster campaign throughout downtown Muncie and into the neighborhoods. The architecture students are scheduled to present a first draft of their preservation plan at another community meeting scheduled for mid-November. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.